This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big, big show lined up for you on this Friday the 13th. June the Friday the 13th, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to have wide open phones today and a ton of vital news and information. Total war engulfs Middle East as roadmap is torn to shreds. When the globalists say that they're going to give you peace, they give you war. When they say they're going to give you prosperity and security, they give you destruction of the financial system, and they give you insecurity, they give you tyranny. And remember, Israel founded Hamas. They control Hamas. They have never targeted the leaders of Hamas. An interesting admission, now they supposedly are. Hamas has activated all of its suicide squads, and there are shootings, bombings all over the place. Our government says, brace for attacks here, and when the terrorists tell us, brace for attacks, I take the terrorist very, very seriously. So we'll cover total war engulfs Middle East as roadmap is torn to shreds. Oil jumps as U.S. fuel stocks fall. That's right, they're going to jack the gas prices up to record levels again, training you to accept higher gas prices. No Iraq at OPEC until U.S. leaves Baghdad. U.S. monkeypox cases rise, and they say you may have to take the smallpox shot. More on that. Also, labor backs plan to intercept North Korean ships and escalate the possibilities of all-out war. Rumsfeld says again yesterday, U.S. can't rule out North Korean strike. Victim turns the table on a armed robber and shoots them. I see articles like this every day and never cover them, but I'm going to cover this today, what the Second Amendment's really all about. Also, unlikely allies seek better enforcement on firearm statutes. Oh, the so-called gun groups and pro-gun congressmen are wanting your guns now. It's so pro-gun to turn them in. Stocks slip on consumer sentiment. So it's souring consumer sentiment. We will go over that as well. And an incredible article out of Waltham, Massachusetts, where the family has these wonderful children. They're almost grown up. They are refusing to let the school system test them. And so the police came with the CPS workers and kidnapped them and then tried to threaten them with jail if they didn't take the federally mandated test. Now, you talk about secret police, folks, where you get arrested for refusing to take a test when you've been homeschooled your entire life. It's all about destroying the family. Also, state polls weighing fat tax on junk food. State polls weighing fat tax on junk food. They're going to do this through your state IDs that are really national ID cards, as they've already announced, and we'll talk more about satellite tracking and taxation to drive your car. Also, every couple months, I'd say every 4 or 5 months, I see an article where they send a SWAT team into a school full of kids, and they shoot officers, they kill officers, they shoot children in the face, they shoot each other, and it's happened again, ladies and gentlemen. We have mainstream news articles in the Road to Tyranny where they like to shoot children in drills, in the face, and kill officers. And they've done it again. The real scourge in the schools is the SWAT teams. Mainstream news, they've done it again. We'll go over that little tidbit for you as well. So a big show lined up for you today. Would you like to comment on any of these news articles? I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Go to your calls early in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231. All these articles I mentioned are going to be updated in the next few minutes at InfoWars.com. at InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com. Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was listening to local radio news here in Austin, Texas last night, and they announced hundreds of millions of dollars of Homeland Security funds that have just been given to Texas by the Justice Department for Homeland Security. And they had one of the state police minions on there, and he said that most of this will go to the regional anti-drug task forces, or the multi-jurisdictional task forces. These are the people that drag your wife out naked in the middle of the street, search your home, find nothing, and arrest you for potting soil. These are the people federally funded, and it's been set up like this where if police seize drugs or assets or money, drugs don't even need to be found now, just paraphernalia, timers, potting soil, lights, now bottled water, glow sticks, according to the RAVE Act. By the way, they're now shutting down political functions using the RAVE Act. How have they federalized police? Well, if the state or locals do it, they have to give the money to the general fund. They don't get any of it. But the feds have lobbied for laws at the state level where if the money is given to the feds by police, the feds then give them back 80 to 95% of it, but they just have to follow federal guidelines and take orders from the feds. So they're feeding on us in a piracy fashion, gathering booty from the public as the funds for their modern army of Rome. And to create the currency of this drug war, of this breakdown of society, to create the crisis, the government ships in the narcotics. They control the major cartels. When you hear of a cartel being brought down or Manuel Noriega getting attacked and kidnapped, basically, it's when they don't pay in their cut of the money to their bosses in the Central Intelligence Agency, MI6, Mossad, and many others who have all been caught bringing in narcotics of every type. It is absolutely incredible. So where am I going with this? I'm listening to local news, and here's the anti-terror funding. And what is it for? Is it to control our borders? Is it to remove people who are members of terrorist organizations like Hamas and Islamic Jihad? No. No. No, Ridge has some big press conference about how they're going to check all the containers at ports, which is a total lie. I looked at the funding. They couldn't check all the containers at one port with that, much less globally, as they're saying. So they put out this theater how they're checking the containers, but then I hear the local news of the funding to the state and local governments, and it's for SWAT teams running checkpoints, busting down your doors, merging county and city police and state police with the federal government. So what a dichotomy there with Ridge out there putting out propaganda about how they're going to check all the containers, and you see the actual effect of Homeland Security. It's about drugs. And they run these ads now, these TV ads, that if you smoke marijuana, you do hurt people. You're a terrorist. You're funding Al-Qaeda. Give me a break. The CIA founded and runs and protects and flies out to safety the Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. Just like they'd already paid off the Iraqi Republican Guard before the Gulf War II started back in March. So that's what we're facing here. And you talk about these SWAT teams. There are not one, but two articles today. And I see these articles every few months where SWAT teams go into schools, shoot their own officers, guns go off, they shoot a kid in the face, blow half their head off, the child's flopping around in a coma. That happened up in Detroit last year in a, quote, drill. They shot the kid in the face. We've talked to parents, read hundreds of articles where they do the drills, where they don't shoot kids, but what they do is they come in, grab them, cuss at them, scream at them. They do it unannounced to the teachers. They just tell them, sometime this week we're going to have a drill. Any kid out walking to the water fountain or the bathroom during a break or during class is grabbed and slammed to the ground and beat up, basically. All part of training you that men in black ski masks and uniforms slam you around and point MP5 submachine guns at you. Well, it's happened again, and this time, by the grace of God, in both cases, the guns just went off. The guns just went off in the classrooms during the drills. And, of course, last year, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported, Cop of the Year, who had recently been transferred to the SWAT team in a school drill in the school with children, was shot in the head by one of the other officers and died on the spot. So, cops, you better be against these SWAT teams because they kill your own officers. They get more cops killed than they save. That is admitted government statistics that are not publicized, that the average person has no idea of. More cops are being killed. In Lubbock last year, there was the famous case with the giant armored vehicle. The guy's wife had left him. He was throwing her stuff out in the front yard, throwing a fit, was distraught. They came to the house. He didn't have any guns. They came in. There's video and audio of all this. The red and green team went in on two sides of the house, shot two of their own officers, killed one of them. They planted a gun on the guy, tried to frame him. A good cop who responded on the scene blew the whistle, and nothing happened to the officers that tried to frame someone and who killed a fellow officer and wounded another one, but at least the innocent man did not go to jail for that. We've had clear cases in Austin and the Travis County SWAT team where they shoot their own officers. Some of the cases are admitted. In other cases, the evidence is clear. They frame innocent bystanders. If a SWAT team member blows their other member's head off, or shoots them in the back, because they're all stumbling around in the dark with shotguns and MP5s to each other's backs in stacked-up formation, they're going to kill you on average and plant a gun on you. This is horrible, and it needs to stop, but it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse because Homeland Security is going to increase the funding of it. I heard it on the news right here in Austin. Homeland Security has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. Homeland Security is run by the administration and by the Central Intelligence Agency and by the military-industrial complex that is carrying this garbage out. And they tell you they're heroes on the news. They're not heroes, by and large. They're carrying out a federal mandate that gets citizens and cops and innocent people killed, and they're terrorizing the public, and it needs to stop. A free country is not no-knock search warrants, men with skull patches and cobra patches and Black Widow insignia and black ski mask screaming and cussing at you as they drag you from your beds at night. That is not what America is about. Those articles are coming up. We'll go to your calls early in this hour. I know that we already have callers like Charles or Charlie in Rhode Island and others. The toll-free number to join me on air is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Continuing, total war engulfs Middle East as roadmap is torn to shreds. Again, if they tell you it's a road to peace, it's a road to war. They tell you it's a war on terror, it's a war on freedom. Israel declared total war on Hamas yesterday, with the Islamic Resistance Movement responding by ordering all its fighters to immediately mobilize and blow up the Zionist entity. The threat of escalation in an already bloody week for Palestinians and Israelis alike came hours before the army launched its fifth helicopter missile strike since Tuesday, killing a Hamas activist and six civilians. Among the dead were the man's wife and two-year-old daughter. Now, they had a truce, and they were saying they weren't going to blow up anything, and then earlier this week on Monday, the Israeli gunship blows up a car full of a so-called Hamas leader and his family and kills five people around it. That was the first numbers. Now it's eight people around the car. And then the Hamas starts blowing everything up. But Hamas was founded by Israel. Is it still under Israel's control? We don't know. But it's admitted by United Press International, Haaretz, Jewish newspaper, and others that it was founded by Israel. Yitzhak Rabin admitted that before his assassination by Mossad. And then, of course, we have the UPI and AP reports from last year, where Israel was caught handing out explosives and arms to people who had been arrested and tortured for years. They were released from prison and told, you will be allowed to kill and bomb where we tell you to, but you, again, are not to tell anyone this. And it went public, and then it was admitted by Israel, and the story got shut down. So we don't know who's behind all these bombings. This is how it works, though. You've got Hamas, that's Mossad / CIA. They order the young person who believes in what they're doing to go carry out the attack. They think they're fighting for the jihad, the holy war, and really they're empowering the aggression of the New World Order in the concentration camp gulag system that the Palestinians live under. So that's how it really works here. But there are some real attacks carried out by Muslims, by Palestinians in the area. There are even some Christians now who are Palestinians who are fighting the Israelis because they've seen their family members killed. And a lot of Westerners have been killed, run over by armored vehicles, shot in the head by snipers while waving white flags, wearing vests that say press. And the family tries to go to a memorial service where their daughter or son were killed. They get shot at. It's horrible, folks. And what Israel does over there is horrible. They brutalize women and children. They kill innocent people. And that's wrong. And it's wrong when Hamas blows up a bus full of people. But when our media says it's just Hamas carrying out atrocities and that Israel's only targeting military targets, that is not true. That is not true. All right, I'm going to come back and we'll go to some calls at 800-259-9231. and then I'll get into the economy. I'll get into SWAT teams at schools firing their guns with live ammo with the children cowering and begging for their lives. Teachers begging for their lives. We'll be right back.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you are frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Got the news on the economy, the heating up we're seeing in the Middle East, like somebody threw a light switch. We'll get into SWAT teams who like to shoot live ammo around kids in schools during drills, training you to accept all this. And they're never held accountable. But right now, let's go to Philip in Virginia, then Charlie, Bob, Brandy, and others. Philip, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jones. I just spoke to Mr. G. Gordon Liddy for the first time, and I wanted to get his feelings on being on a radio station in my area that practiced censorship, but I never got to hear his take on it, because while I was waiting, I was listening to all these callers extolling Mr. George Bush and how a great man of God he is and this and that. And when I got on to speak with Mr. Liddy, I've mentioned the fact that he is a member of the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove, and how that it's a cult organization, and they have a religious ceremony offering sacrifice to Moloch. And according to Mr. Liddy, that's just a spoof. And not to the El Shaddai Yahweh. It's not a spoof.
Well, I've had Liddy on this show, and he's better than some, but still, he's a neocon now, and he's something else. I mean, he'll write a book called When I Was a Kid, This Was a Free Country, but then he doesn't have a problem with John Ashcroft and the Patriot Acts and the rest of it.
Yes, and, I have mixed feelings about Mr. Liddy.
I don't want to do a whole show about him.
Right. I just wanted him to know that he was on a radio station that would not allow your program to go on the air.
Oh, you talked about me?
No, I before I could get to him, he cut me off. But before I could mention that he was on a station that would not allow your program on the air, I wanted to get his feelings about that. Seeing that censorship is alive and well in this country, we know that Irwin Schiff's book was banned, The Federal Mafia.
Well, I've got to tell you that if a newspaper or radio station doesn't want to have somebody on the air, that's not censorship. That's their right.
Right.
But if they heavily censor all the calls and don't let certain views come out, if it's an open call format, that is wrong. What we need to foster is a loosening of the FCC rules and to force stations to really serve the local community and to at least have some local programs, because that's what the airwaves are. They belong to the people. That's where you attack the subject. I mean, if a station doesn't want to have me on the air, that's their right. It's a free country. I've had people tell me before, you won't post my comments on your website. You're censoring me. Well, no, they can go start their own website. So it's not censorship to not have someone's information if you don't agree with it. I mean, I don't have... I won't let pornographers advertise on my website. I won't let, I've gotten offers to advertise atheist type stuff on my website. And I say no, because I have my moral reasons for that. And obviously they try to give people the establishment line. They try to give them the establishment package. Most of these radio stations are under contract to big syndicators, and they basically got to carry the syndicated programs, that they're going to get any of the news or any of the feeds they need. So this is another problem with the consolidation of the syndication market, where they give people limited choices and then try to muscle in on local stations. And they also work with the ad agencies, try to muscle in on stations and make them play ball. So that's where the real censorship is taking place.
Okay, yeah, I understand how you, since you put it that way. Now, I wouldn't call it censorship, I would call it treason, because they are allowing government propaganda to be spewed forth, and they won't allow the truth to come through. You know, Alex, I had a signed contract with this station, and he gave him my check and everything, and then a couple days later, they said, come back and said, no, we're not going to put this guy on the air.
Oh, Phil, you're the guy who was going to pay to have an hour of my show aired on that big station in Virginia. I remember this, and that happened. Well, yeah, that is censorship.
Okay.
And all we do is read the article out of the mainstream news with the SWAT team shooting their guns in the schools, where there's $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon, where the government's lying to everyone. But I guess, that is censorship. Now that you say it, that is, if they said they would do it, claim their free speech, and then did that to you. What did they say to you about the show?
The owner of the station didn't have the courage to call me and let me know what he did. So the salesman said that the owner did not want that type of program on for that time slot. I guess he was feeling his religious roots or something, because it was on a Sunday morning, and You know, there's religious broadcasting on.
We've got to worship Bush on Sundays. Well, I appreciate you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.
Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, we're back live. Alex Jones here. I want to go through five calls real quick. The folks that have been holding the longest, and then I want to get into the news. What's happening with the economy, what the SWAT teams are up to, what Homeland Security is funding, how the illegitimate military-industrial complex government says they've got all these countries they want to invade, how they're going to get that job done, and what life will be like inside this system. But right now, let's go to Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Yes, good morning, guys. We love you here in New England.
Well, thank you.
I want to make three quick points. First of all, the people that complain about Bush and Ashcroft, that they, you know, they're locking up American citizens forever and indefinitely, and they're taking away citizenship. Don't they realize this is all part of the new freedom?
Exactly.
All right. Secondly, I want to ask you, Alex, Erwin Schiff. I haven't been able to listen to the broadcast the last couple of weeks, but I don't know. I'm sure you realize they're trying to actually ban his book, like Stalin or Hitler.
I've read mainstream news articles out of the Las Vegas Review Journal, where the judge said you are not allowed to sell your book simply because it lists U.S. code. And documents and court rulings where the IRS is the private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And by the way, here in Austin, we have the big regional head IRS building. They produced their own hour special, high dollar, just to air it on local community cable.
Good.
To counter us, literally. And in it, they admit that the large groups of deposits called blocks are deposited in the Federal Reserve. So, I mean, but no, Erwin Schiff, they're now banning books in America. They've gone after a bunch of the people that have been exposing this now and are grabbing their videos, their books, saying you can't sell this. It's also part of the new freedom.
Yes, and they're selling them on eBay now. They're going for like over $100 as collector's items, which is kind of interesting, but he can't sell them because it's banned. Now,
hey, isn't banning or burning books a hallmark of freedom?
Absolutely. In America, it is.
Oh, yes. Don't be so radical. Why are you complaining?
It's the new conservatism.
Exactly. Can confiscate your guns, increase regulation, open borders, sign us over to the UN. It's the new conservatism.
Well, one more point, Alex, before I leave. Police state three. I know you've got a lot of calls to get to. The scene where you confront the stormtroopers and they refuse to give their names, where is that? What is the scenario behind that? Could you briefly explain that towards the end of the movie?
Yes. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute film,
yes.
And we got about 3 or 4 minutes where I go downtown, and the SWAT teams are standing around in black ski masks. Some weren't wearing black ski masks. Hundreds of police in their federally funded, armored ninja outfits in full body armor. And we walk over, and we have them on video grabbing young women, demanding to see their IDs, because it's the state law. You've got to have your ID to walk down the street now, and that's downtown Austin. And then when I say to a guy checking IDs, I say, where's your badge number? Where is your insignia? Because that's a state law, too, that officers have to have that. And they would not answer me.
Oh, they answered you. You don't need to know.
And they said, you don't need to know. And I have, sir, I have 5 hours of that. We walked around all night long at Mardi Gras.
Oh, I see Mardi Gras, yeah.
Yeah, it was Mardi Gras, and they were all over the place. And if somebody looked at them wrong, they would beat them up, slam them to the ground, drag them away, and arrest them. And then we have person after person, the cops would walk up, ask them a question, punch them, knock them down. I mean, it's just a, we aired that on TV here in Austin. Yeah. The news media was covering it, and they just walked right over and sprayed right in the face of the news media. Now, that's also on tape.
Well, thank God we live in a free country.
Oh yeah. Where? Well, by the way, the Supreme Court has said, and the Bill of Rights says, you don't have to have an ID to walk down the street.
Of course.
Failure to ID has been thrown out of courts, federal and state, hundreds of times. There's three Supreme Court rulings in the last 20 years. But 99.999% of people, when they get arrested for failure to ID, not having an ID at the park or walking down the street, I've been threatened with arrest before walking back from the store without an ID.
Yeah.
Most people will go before the court. The judge knows it's unconstitutionally legal. They'll still get you to plea bargain because you don't know your rights. But here are the cops who, by law, have to identify themselves, and they wouldn't do it.
Would not do it. But I'll tell you, Alex, there are police departments in Rhode Island where if you're stopped, and unless you can provide not only ID, but a quote-unquote valid Social Security number, you are going back to the station.
That's all part of, well, in Germany, they brought security to the homeland. You were arrested if your papers weren't in order. Isn't that what it takes to keep the homeland secure?
Absolutely. South Africa passed laws. Same thing.
Hey, it's all part of the freedom. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you, extremist. How dare you say you should be able to walk down the street without your papers? Man, I tell you, it's people like you that need to be stopped. Bob in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just had two quick comments about that. You know, it's just terrible what's going on. If you can't walk down the street without a photo ID, I mean, you might as well be living in Nazi Germany as far as I'm concerned.
How dare you, that you're obviously with Al-Qaeda for saying that.
Yeah, I know. I must be the chief member or something like that.
Man, that's radical, saying that in America you should be able to walk to the store 100 yards away and buy some Gatorade and ice cream like I did when I almost got arrested for not having an ID. I mean, who do you think you are, buddy? The government gives you orders. You work for them.
And I don't even know where to start with all this Al Qaeda business. Every time something little happens, oh well, Al Qaeda's going to do this and Al Qaeda's going to do that. And I don't even think there is an Al Qaeda, to be honest with you.
Well, it was founded by the CIA in 1979.
Oh,
Bin Laden is a hero in all the 80s news articles. The Bush family vacations with him. They own the Carlyle Group together, making all the war profits. And they flew Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety right before Afghanistan fell. It was a totally staged war, sir.
And then I guess
they grabbed some 15-year-olds for torture at Camp X-Ray.
And then, of course, all these $43 trillion that are missing, I can tell you where they're going.
Well, $43 trillion in debt, Dallas Morning News, Wall Street Journal, $43 trillion deficit. I remember covering this, you know, 6, 7 years ago when it was $35 trillion. Now it's $43.2 trillion, and understand that now there's a trillion missing from the Pentagon. See, the looting is taking place, but don't worry, they'll get Martha Stewart, you know, who might have done some little petty thing. They'll make you feel like they're doing something.
Well, right, because Martha Stewart's a terrorist, too.
Well, don't worry, Satan will prosecute one of the lowest-level demons in his kingdom. Satan will prosecute this low-level creature to make you think he's doing something. You can trust him now.
It's just ridiculous, and I can tell you where that money's going. They're using that money to brainwash all the children now.
People say that education's failing because there's not enough funds. The more money, the dumber they get. We have the official Department of Education documents where they say they want to dumb your kids down, destroy identity, and turn them into a hive mind idiot.
Have you met most of the teenagers today? They're already dumbed down enough.
They're giggling, little monkey-like creatures. They've been trained to act like this. It is a crisis. Parents, let their children watch MTV. Thanks
yeah,
for the call.
That's
go
all
ahead,
I ever
Bob.
Played in my house when I was a kid was MTV 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, you're an extremist. Take care. By the way, I have a story here out of Massachusetts, but it happens in Texas. It's not just liberal areas. And they have these highly intelligent kids, what, 12 and 15. They've refused to put them in public school. They've homeschooled them. The state's trying to claim they can't do that. They said your kids have to report to take school tests. They refused. CPS came, kidnapped the children, and then told them, you will fill out this questionnaire, ordered the police to threaten the kids. The police basically refused. and said, we can't make the kids take the test, and now they're threatening the kids with criminal charges for not taking the school test. You see what this is about now, folks? Brandy in Texas. Brandy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm writing a paper for my school about the ethical arguments, if there is one, for regime change in Iran. And I just wanted to get your take on the riots that were going on for the past 24 hours there. Do you think that this is possibly a rehash of the 1953 CIA?
Well, why don't you talk about the riots for people that missed it? And I was going to get to that. Tell folks what's happening right now.
Basically, they're rioting in the streets against the democratically elected President Khatami over there and trying to oust the Muslim clerics that
And then they put the Shah in after the 50s, who tortured people, was incredibly brutal, made Saddam look like a choir boy. And then, of course, they got the opposite extreme of that with Ayatollah Khomeini. I wonder if the riots are caused by the CIA. What was said, my friend, just 2 weeks ago, Rumsfeld announced that they were about to launch destabilization tactics on the ground with student groups through the CIA, MI6, Mossad, and I will repeat to you that they were also going to begin radio and TV transmissions into the country. So obviously the riots there have been started, and now they can say, oh, look, they want freedom, let's invade. But I assure you, they'll put someone worse than Ayatollah Khomeini, someone worse than the Shah, in there when they're done.
Right.
That place will be less free than it is today.
And also, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm trying to write about the neocons, and I was wondering, where can I go to get some information on how to connect them to this Leo Strauss?
Okay, that was in Reuters. It was in the Times of Asia. It was in several other papers. That one headline was, Neocons Dance to a Straussian Waltz.
Okay.
Type that into the search engine. It's on Infowars.com. Just type in the search engine. Neocons Dance to a Straussian Waltz. Also, we posted this on Monday, but you can find it at the National Post. It's also on Infowars.com. Go to thenationalpost.ca in Canada, their big paper, type in, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House, and he'll admit that all the neocons are admitted fourth international communist.
Okay.
Mainstream, National Post, they're communist.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. That'll really make your liberal professor stumble around in a confused, deprogrammed fashion when you explain that he thinks he's some liberal socialist, and the evil right-wingers is what he's fighting, when he's faced with the facts that Bush is anti-gun, open border, pro-world government, protecting Bill Clinton with Dan Burton's committee. When he's faced with that, he'll like, cannot compute, cannot compute, cannot compute. And a lot of times when the smoke's done coming out their pea brain, they will wake up, become gun owners, become pro-liberty, constitutionalists, and will deprogram out of the left-wing control system. So left and right are totally together at the top. There's just different rhetoric. But, go read how the neocons are admitted students of dictatorship. That's what Strauss promoted, the economist, University of Chicago. And then when you find out that they were founded by the Fourth International, by Trotsky, this is mainstream news. You see, when you find out the Michael Savages are dirty, oily, slimy beatniks, then the deprogramming can begin. You find out these neocons are the scum of the earth, total and complete trash. They tell you, oh yeah, we're for your guns while passing gun control. Oh yeah, we're for the borders while opening the borders. See, they're Trojan horses. They're enemy cloaked attack ships. Let's recognize them. Let's decloak them. Let's pull away the veils. Lou in Colorado. Lou, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I got your film, that 911, incredible. It's a well-put-together film.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all the plugs for the videos.
And I made my wife sit down and watch it. But
did it deprogram her?
Yeah, she's pretty much with me, but she's got to see something like that. In order, I want to make copies send to my friends. But anyhow, you know what I was curious a little bit about was that Walmart. You know, when you said Walmart had these little grains that they're going to eventually put in clothes and whatever?
Not eventually. They're already in half the products.
Okay.
And all products by next year, hence making the manufacturers of retail goods. Walmart has 33% of total market, forcing all manufacturers to put them in all products. So by doing that, I said this for years, now it was announced, ZNet News on Monday, Walmart, quote, gets behind RFID, and it said, what I had said, common sense, that by Walmart saying, you sell to us, you've got to have this in your product, that will cause all products to put it in, regardless of whether it's sold at Walmart or not.
But what I guess what I'm trying to figure out is what would this thing do? I mean, you buy some pants, you give it to, you know, as a present to somebody. How are they actually tracing me through this or whatever?
Well, there's just a record of it, and it can be tracked off cell tower, off radio readers. It's just part of shipping the entire society to get you to accept it. It's like the San Mateo Times on Monday reported out of San Francisco. All cars in the Bay Area must have a RFID chip in them with your name on it. And before it was for a toll road, now it's citywide to, quote, track your movements for your safety. And, oh, yeah, they're going to tax you depending on how far you drive.
Oh, wow.
So see how this works?
Yeah.
It's part of the Pentagon says we're going to watch everything you do. You have no Fourth Amendment. We're going to put chips in everything. Just shut up and accept it. It's a overwhelming attack right now.
Yeah, that's incredible. I didn't know Erwin Schiff's book was banned like that either. I mean, that's incredible news, too.
Oh, it's official, yeah. Mainstream news. Books are now being banned.
But in that film where, they show the, police, pointing their guns at kids and using, what happened to that first rule of gun safety that everybody else would go along with? Have you ever did something like that, point at guns?
Well, those who don't know, we have video of 8-year-old girls crying and begging as men in black uniforms scream at them. This is newscast.
Yeah, it's just
then we cut to articles where they shoot kids in the face, where they shoot their own officers. Did you not see the articles?
Yes, well, yes.
So, and now they've done it again. I've got articles on this today for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened to that rule?
Yeah,
why do you
know
let them scream and cuss at your kids and slam them around and point guns in their
faces?
You'd
be arrested in a minute, but then they could do it. It's always what those in power can do that you can't do. It's just amazing. And that guy that was talking to those police, the police trainees and firemen, that guy was a real wacko. He was talking about his founding fathers being terrorists and then he was saying...
Okay, for those that don't know, I mention this all the time so people know how chilling it is. What does FEMA say to the classroom of police in Kansas City?
Yeah, and
well, tell
that,
them what they say.
Well, he was saying that the founding fathers were terrorists. They were going into that. They were saying that Christians, anybody who is Christians, these people have strong beliefs, and these people are hard to fight that have strong beliefs. What does he have? No beliefs?
Well, he also went on to say they are enemies of the government.
Right, right. I mean, what I'm getting at, this guy, when he makes a stupid statement like that, so in other words, if you're a Christian, you have strong beliefs, you're hard to fight, but if you're a one-worlder with strong beliefs, then that's a different story, right? I mean, it's just so unbelievable. That guy ought to be checked out. He's got some ties somewhere. Boy, that guy ought to be
sir, that is standard training manual from Austin, Texas to Denver, Colorado to Massachusetts. This is what they teach. You ought to see the new manuals. I made that film a year ago.
Yeah, right.
The new manuals are saying prepare for total gun confiscation. There will be no freedom. This is good. Ha, ha, ha. We'll secretly arrest whoever we want. Torture's good. I mean, you think that's bad. I mean, it's reached la-la insane foaming at the mouth levels now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar, over a $20 value, for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Done it again. I haven't gotten to a lot of the news. I've mentioned some of it. I know we've got a lot of other callers. We'll go to Lorraine in a few minutes, and then we'll come back in the next hour. We'll get into news and then into more of your calls. But you got to see it to believe it. I don't just have mainstream news articles with a headline out of the Herald Register in West Virginia. Christians, a hate group, or period, where the FBI, they said, was caught teaching manuals to police that all Christians are terrorists. And that it's going to be illegal. I mean, period, folks. The Washington Times, a constitutional terrorist, was the headline about the FBI training manual, where it says those that believe in the U.S. Constitution, those that make frequent references to it, are terrorists. Arrest them immediately at roadside checkpoints. All of this. But how about having them on tape saying George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists, are enemies of the government. Christians, period, are enemies of the government. Because they oppose what we're going to do. Now imagine having that on tape. Imagine having 911 the road to tyranny. You just heard what the caller said. I mean, you can't believe this stuff till you see these sniveling criminals on tape. These traitors to America. You can't begin to imagine how serious it is. Now, I want you to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I want you to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 911 The Road to Tyranny, my book, Descent in Tyranny. And I want you to make 100 copies of the videos. Because if you don't, if the grassroots doesn't do this, the average American isn't going to learn who the real terrorists are, who the people are that are, by the very definition, traitors and engaged in sedition trying to overthrow this republic. I mean, when you start saying George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are enemies of the state, that that type of person is bad, that Christians are bad, that homeschoolers are bad, and then they're attacking us, we know who the enemy is. We know who the enemy combatants are. And by every definition, they are the terrorists. They are the overthrowers. We want our country back. We are counter-revolutionaries, folks. We're counter-insurgents. We just want to be left alone. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos. Make copies now. Know that it has an effect. Or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. Now, this article is from May 25th, about half a month ago. U.S. considers plan to destabilize Iran. The Bush administration alarmed by intelligence suggesting that Al-Qaeda operatives in Iran, sure, had a role in the May 12 suicide bombing in Saudi Arabia, has cut off once promising contacts with Iran, appears ready to embrace an aggressive policy of trying to destabilize the Iranian government, administration officials said. Senior Bush administration officials will meet Tuesday at the White House. Well, they said that they plan to use Iraq as the invasion point against Iran. White House to discuss the evolving strategy towards the Islamic Republic. The Pentagon officials pressing hard for public and private actions they believe could lead to toppling of the government through a popular uprising, officials said. It includes radio and TV transmissions into the country and using student groups under control of the CIA. And then today, what happens? U.S. nods approval as Iranian student protests explode onto streets. The third night of protest outside Tehran's university dormitories exploded early yesterday in the surrounding middle-class neighborhoods, with gangs of students fighting, running street battles against vigilantes armed with sticks and chains. That's the militia fighting back. At one intersection, demonstrators hurled rocks at trucks of riot police who were rushing to lift barricades and douse fires protesters that had died in the streets. So understand, folks, they're going to take over Iran. Your young daughters and sons will be there occupying it, getting stabbed in the back by people that don't want to be slaves. And they'll set a dictatorship up there and start the torture camps again like the Shah did. We'll be right back.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition.